Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, setiap tahun baru, media dibanjiri iklan olahraga dan program penurunan berat badan yang menjanjikan untuk membuat Anda lebih sehat. Namun dengan bukti ilmiah yang menunjukkan bahwa diet sebenarnya lebih mungkin menyebabkan kerusakan fisik atau psikologi, semakin banyak profesional kesehatan yang mendorong pendekatan netral berat badan untuk kesejahteraan. Berikut ini sebuah laporan yang disusun oleh Amy Hall untuk SBS News. Akhir dari satu tahun dan awal yang lain seringkali merupakan waktu untuk refleksi. Hal ini juga merupakan periode ketika perusahaan penurunan berat badan menghabiskan sebagian besar uang mereka untuk iklan. Alicia Holmquist mengatakan itu bukanlah suatu kebetulan.
The top two goals that people set are around improving their fitness or losing weight. And the entire health and wellness industry particularly prey on people's insecurities at this time of year and people's willingness to want to make a change.
Holmquist adalah ahli diet yang memenuhi syarat dan salah satu pendiri dari WIRL, aplikasi kesehatan mental yang menggunakan makanan untuk meningkatkan mood wanita muda. Ia mengatakan industri diet multimiliar dolar itu mempersenjatai rasa bersalah dan malu yang dialami banyak orang setelah periode perayaan untuk mendorong mereka menurunkan berat badan dengan cara apapun.
Even though they say you'll feel better, you'll look better, all of these promises that they make, we know from the science that following these things actually leads to things like body dissatisfaction, things like poor self-esteem, low self-confidence, because all we then know is, oh, if I live in a smaller body, I'm going to be more confident, and that is just simply untrue. And it also leads to things like disordered eating behaviors. So they teach us, they are literally teaching us how to cut foods out of our diet, how to demonize foods and label them as good or bad, or putting
Dr. Fiona Wheeler adalah ahli diet terakreditasi tingkat lanjut dan seorang dosen di Queensland University of Technology. Ia mengatakan, mengingat berbagai faktor yang mempengaruhi ukuran seseorang, itu bukan indikator yang dapat diandalkan untuk kesehatan fisik mereka.
At any body weight, a whole heap of people are well and a whole heap of other people are quite unwell. That's not the same as health at all. But it does take a long time to peel back those conditioned layers of both intellectual understanding of health and weight and also the, you know, personal experience of having a body and what that's meant in relationships and what it's meant in community and what it's meant in our work lives and all of those kind of things.
Sementara orang biasanya kehilangan 5-10% dari berat badan awal mereka dalam 6 bulan pertama diet mereka. Penelitian menunjukkan sebagian besar dari mereka mendapatkan kembali semuanya dan kadang-kadang lebih dalam waktu 2-5 tahun. Itu dapat menyebabkan mereka terjebak dalam siklus diet yang pada gilirannya dapat menyebabkan perubahan metabolisme. Dr. Wheeler mengatakan itu karena tubuh manusia menganggap penurunan energi dan nutrisi sebagai ancaman bagi kelangsungan hidup mereka.
When somebody comes to me and we start to do this kind of work together, we talk about times that they have tried to lose weight in the past and what's happened with them, and then talk about, you know, what the scientific research says as well. And when they discover that their story is actually entirely predictable based on what we know of other humans, there's often this kind of light bulb moment. Oh, it's not me that's a failure. It's that my body's actually working as it works. You know, metabolism is functioning properly. The body does not like not having enough energy and nutrients to go around. It will protect its largest, basically its largest adult body size is what it says is mine, and it will protect that at all costs.
Louis Adam adalah seorang fisiolog klinis dan pendiri dari UNTRAP, sebuah komunitas online untuk orang-orang dengan masalah makan dan berat badan.
We've tried all kinds of diets. They don't work. They still don't work, no matter what they're telling us. Drugs and surgery are really unnecessary and quite dangerous. The elephant in the room here really is weight stigma and how much we really, as a country and as a society, we don't like largeness. And that needs to change.
Gagasan untuk beralih dari pendekatan yang berpusat pada berat badan ke netral terhadap berat badan dalam menilai dan menangani masalah kesejahteraan adalah dasar dari Health at Every Size atau disingkat HAIS. Adams mengatakan, semakin banyak profesional medis Kesehatan dan Kebugaran di Australia mengadopsi pendekatan HACE ini.
For every single health condition, there is a weight neutral way of approaching it. Weight loss is very rarely necessary. There are some examples of when weight is like a barrier to decent healthcare. So, for example, people who need a knee surgery might be told they need to lose weight in order to get that surgery. And HACE perceived that as weight-based discrimination in healthcare. And that's why, you know, we're building our organisation to push back against these ideas, because recommending something that doesn't work in order to get access to a fairly simple procedure that will greatly improve health, that just seems like really old-fashioned exclusionary tactics, and that's not okay.
Ia menambahkan bukti-bukti menunjukkan bahwa menghilangkan stigma berat badan dan mendorong keragaman dan inklusivitas dalam semua aspek kehidupan adalah kunci untuk meningkatkan kesehatan fisik dan mental orang-orang dalam tubuh yang lebih besar.
If people feel represented and part of a society, their health indicators go way up. That's something we don't think about. If we believe we are a member of a hated group, and we internalize that hatred, that has a health impact. And this is what HACE is all about. It's recognizing it's not the size of the human. It's how that human's being treated in the world that is the, you know, birthplace of all of these health problems. And if we really care about health, we need to address that and help people to belong.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai diet yang disusun oleh Amy Hall untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.